Chapter 1. Jim Hawkins and the Admiral Benbow Inn. It was a perfect peaceful morning at the Admiral Benbow Inn, a quiet English pub with a view of the sea. A 12-year-old boy, Jim Hawkins, was working there because his father was ill and his mother was exhausted. Like most boys his age, Jim was bored and dreamed of adventures. But unlike most boys his age, the adventures Jim dreamed of were about to come true. That morning, an old sailor, strong, tall, heavy, and tan, came walking through the door of the inn. He was a mysterious man with a jagged white cut across his cheek and a dirty ponytail. He made quite an entrance because he was carrying a large chest and singing a song.
15 men on the dead man's chest, yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum, sang the man.
Jim greeted the old sailor and answered his questions. The man wanted to know if the inn was a busy place and if many pirates came around. Jim told him that it was a quiet place and that there were no pirates at all, which was just what the old sailor wanted to hear. He decided to stay. He then told Jim that he had some business for him. He showed Jim a silver coin and promised to pay him 1 coin a month. All Jim had to do was watch for a sailor, a pirate, really, with one leg. Jim agreed to the job and then helped the man carry his chest upstairs to his room. In this way, Billy Bones became a guest at the inn. The captain was a silent man by custom, and he spent most of his days in the inn drinking rum or sitting up on the cliffs with a telescope. Weeks went by, and Jim kept his eyes open for the sailor with one leg. Although the sailor with one leg never arrived, another stranger did come. He was a tall, thin sailor called Black Dog, who was missing two fingers. He said that he was looking for his friend, but when he saw the captain, it was apparent that they were not friends. When the captain saw him, his face turned blue, and he had the look of a man who had seen a ghost. Black Dog threatened Billy Bones' life, and Billy Bones called him a dirty old dog. There was crashing in the pub as they fought, and Black Dog ran out the door wounded. The captain was weakened by the fight, and he rested in his room for many days afterward. Shortly thereafter, Jim's father died one afternoon. The day after his father's funeral, another stranger arrived. He was a poor old blind man, and he, too, was looking for the captain. The blind man asked Jim to help lead him around the pub. Jim held out his arm for the blind man and was surprised by his strength, so surprised that he tried to pull his arm away. However, the blind man only pulled Jim closer to him. In a low but strong voice, the blind man told Jim to take him to the captain. When Jim said no, this angered the man. He shouted and threatened to break Jim's arm as he squeezed it. This made Jim cry out in pain. Jim explained that the captain was not how he used to be. Now, the captain basically sat in the corner every day with a knife nearby. The blind man didn't seem to care, and he told Jim to shout out, "Here's a friend for you, Bill," when they got close. Jim did as he was told and said the words in a shaky voice. The poor captain looked up and dropped his glass of rum as he tried to stand up, but he was too weak. The blind man, with Jim's help, came close to the captain, gave him a piece of paper, and then disappeared out the door as agile as if he could see. Neither Jim nor the captain moved as they heard the blind man's stick tap, tap, tap into the distance. After the blind man had gone, the captain jumped up and tried to say something. However, as he jumped up, his hand reached up toward his neck and he started to fall. Jim rushed toward the captain. However, Billy Bones fell onto the floor face first and was dead before he hit the ground. Jim was confused and burst into tears. It was the second death for him in a very short time, and the sadness from the first one was still fresh. What was that paper that the blind man had given the captain? It was something called the Black Spot, and it was famous among pirates. Receiving the Black Spot meant death, and it always came true. Death shown by paper cut into a circle and colored black. After everything that had happened, Jim lost no time in telling his mother all that he knew about the captain. Billy Bones was on the run from his old pirate crew, and he had hidden something, probably treasure. Jim and his mother were in a difficult and dangerous position. They were afraid of Black Dog, the blind man, and the man with one leg. They thought for a while and then decided to take action. Since the captain had not paid for his room, they needed to look through the captain's things for money. Jim locked the front door and closed the curtains. Next came the worst part. They had to get the key to the captain's room from the dead man's body. Jim began searching through the captain's pockets. However, he did not find the key there. He found it around the captain's neck. Once they had the key, they hurried upstairs and opened the captain's trunk. It was not filled completely to the top with gold and silver as Jim had dreamed. Instead, there was a new suit, an old clock, and many other things of little value. However, at the bottom, there was a bag of coins. His mother, not being a thief, started counting out coins in order to take only what she was owed. But this turned out to be quite difficult because the coins were from all different countries. His mother didn't know the value of the coins from France or the pieces of eight, so she only searched for coins from England. Jim suddenly heard the tap, tap, tap of the blind man's cane. It was outside on the road, but coming closer and closer. They heard him try to open the door, and they heard him moving away. Jim told his mother to take all of the coins. They didn't have time to count out what they were owed. However, his mother refused and kept counting for about a minute more before she heard another noise and got too scared. She let out a quiet scream and decided not to worry about the rest of her payment. She told Jim to run, and he did, but not before he grabbed an old folded-up piece of paper from the trunk that caught his eye. He wasn't sure why he took it, but he stuck it in his pocket nonetheless. Jim and his mother ran out the door and away from the sounds of the pirates who were coming. Overcome with fright and emotion, Jim's mother fell down. She handed Jim her bag of coins and told him to run, but he would not leave her. Though only 12 years old, he found the strength to push, pull, and carry her to a small bridge which they hid under. They were still so close to the inn that they could hear the pirates.